It's Larry Williams Drive with Chris Lynch on Newstalk ZB.
In Newstalk ZB, 5:15, Australia's Refugee Council says the Australian government has caused the crisis on Manus Island and it needs to fix it. Jacinda Ardern is flying to Sydney this weekend to speak with the opposition, or opposite rather, Malcolm Turnbull, to reiterate New Zealand's offer to rehome 150 people. Australian civil liberties lawyer Julian Burnside QC joins me. Good evening to you.
G'day, how are you, Chris?
Good, thank you, sir. What is the current situation on this island right now?
Okay, the very latest news I have, which is about half an hour old, this is written by a detainee who's in the processing centre in Manus. People are starving, and hunger and thirst is everywhere in the camp. People have no electricity, so when they tried to get help from a nearby home, and a kind woman wanted to help with charging phones, a huge contingent of Navy and police arrived to arrest the woman and confiscate the phones. She was continuously weeping and crying over the situation. Everyone is barred from outside to provide any humanitarian needs. A humanitarian crisis is looming sooner or later. No sewage system is working, and the filth will cause an epidemic of dysentery pretty much soon. So that's just a brief account of how terrible things are at the moment, and all of this is caused by Australia's willful conduct.
Where are these people going to go, Julian?
Well, the government is telling them, the government of PNG, that is telling them that they have to go to East Loringar, which is on the other side of Manus Island. In East Loringar, there is accommodation, but the men feel unsafe because since the detention centre became just a processing centre because detaining them was unconstitutional, a number of them have been across to East Loringar just, you know, taking a day out, and they've been attacked by locals wielding machetes and knives. A number of them have been injured in attacks by locals, and the government of Australia understands that the locals on Manus are very hostile to the people in the processing centre, and so they are understandably frightened to leave the processing centre.
Our Prime Minister is set to meet with Malcolm Turnbull on Sunday and is expected to reiterate New Zealand's offer, I think, to rehome the 150 people. Is that the step in the right direction? Will that happen? Can it happen?
I think it's a terrific thing that she's doing, and once again New Zealand shows itself to be the human rights champion of our region. But I think it would be politically much more interesting if she approached the Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea and said to them, would you like to send some of them to us? Because Australia has repeatedly said in the last week, this is PNG's situation. PNG is in control completely. Well, if PNG did a deal with New Zealand, it would be fascinating to see whether Australia's stance would shift.
Thank you for that. That is civil liberties lawyer Julian Burnside QC from Australia, 5:19.